Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss making your DNS fault tolerant. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I have done consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started. So, when we're looking at making your DNS fault tolerant, one of the things is most network administrators know that Active Directory is dependent on DNS. What you might not realize is that there's a good chance that your DNS is performing several other critical tasks in the background. A DNS failure can be more catastrophic than most people realize. In this broadcast, I'm going to explain why this is the case and how to avoid such a situation. So in the previous broadcast, I covered domain controllers and how important they are for your environment. What happens when you lose the first domain controller with your organization? How to recover? Well, little do people understand that DNS is a important or is as important or more important. So DNS is actually the backbone of your Active Directory network. If DNS is malfunctioning, if mama ain't happy, then everything else is going to be is not going to work at all. So it's so important that if your DNS ceases to function, then your Active Directory is dead in the water. You need to understand that. Remember that GPO that you spent hours testing and configuring? Well, sorry to say that is toast and everything else. So what is an admin to do? How can we prevent the DNS from being such a showstopper? First, let's take you back to the creation of your domain forest. When you're creating a domain in forest for the first time, you're asked by the setup program to install a DNS server. Now, this contains all the records that are required for name resolution. Now, you're probably asking, what's name resolution? Well, name resolution is the lookup of the host name to an IP address. Did I lose you yet? Well, the host record resides in the DNS server. The DNS server is a storage facility for DNS records. Now, there are different records that are created. The most important record is the A record, which is called the host record. Now, this points to our devices within our network. This is the heart of the resolution process. Now, most admins forget that you also need a pointer record. This is the reverse of the host to IP resolution. And what this does is it helps to locate machines more efficiently, especially when it deals with Active Directory replication. Anyway, we will talk about this in a couple minutes. Anyway, back to our story. When you set up Active Directory, the wizard asks for an authoritative DNS server. If it's not available, then it's installed for you. Most of the time, we just let the DNS server be installed. When you're completed, you now have a domain controller with a DNS on the same box. Now, if this is the first domain controller in your organization, you're also going to have different roles that are going to be on that domain controller, which that's a schema master, domain naming master, the PDC emulator, the RID, and also the infrastructure master. And these are very important roles, and they are identified based on their DNS server. Because when you think of it, DNS and you've installed it, you completed, and you now have a domain controller with the DNS on the same box, this is fine. DNS is now Active Directory integrated. And so what this means is that when we make a change on any of our DNS servers, they're eventually going to update the other DNS servers called through what's known as replication. So what this means is when we make a change to the DNS record, the information will be sent to all the other domain DNS servers that are located on the domain controllers. This information is found within a DNS. Active Directory DNS servers are the way to go. Why? Because there's less maintenance and less overhead. Only thing is, we only have one, remember? Because all we did was install the first one. So what happens when this one fails? Well, Active Directory takes a nosedive. Remember the old World War II movies and you see the kamikaze? Think of your Active Directory. It is dead. So why is DNS so important? What's the whole purpose of DNS? Why? Well, what do we need it? Why? Well, one of the things that we have what are known as SRV records. And SRV records are also known as service records. And what they do is identify the services that are running within an Active Directory. Each of these services are identified by a port. Let's give you some examples. 389 identifies a domain controller. 3268 identifies a global catalog. 88 is Kerberos. You get the gist? Where are these located? Well, these records are located under the subdomain slash underscore MCS DCS. That's what the beginning of it is. When a client looks for a domain controller, what it does is it sends a query to the DNS. And guess what? What it's looking at is it's looking for those ports. And so it's based on a port number associated with the SRV record. It can identify where it's located. Now, are you getting the picture? Now, think back. The DNS server just tanked. How are the clients going to locate the services, the servers that they are looking? They aren't. And neither are the other servers either. Okay, so you're asking, what is an admin to do? Well, when you implement a domain force, the information about the services is stored in DNS. Also, there's a different partition that we different partitions that we have for replication. Now, again, you're probably asking, what is replication? Well, when you think about replication, think of it this way. When you have a bunch of stores, you have policies. To make the policies the same, you send the policies to the other stores. You're updating the stores to be the same. So that's what replication does, except we have different sections, which we call partitions. And the different partitions that we have the schema partition, which holds the definitions of the objects within Active Directory. We have the configuration partition, which is very important because this holds the structure of Active Directory, also identification of objects. Do you have an Exchange server in your organization? When you install that Exchange server, what it did is it updated the configuration partition within Active Directory. Now, the schema partition and the configuration partition are replicated throughout the whole forest. Then we have the domain, and this is your actual users, and this has the domain information. Guess what? This is only replicated within a domain. And then we have the application, and the two applications that we have, when we look at DNS, we have domain DNS and forest DNS. So now we've identified application partition. Domain DNS, what it says is that all domain controllers within the domain will be updated with the change to the DNS server with that domain. So this is a replication boundary. And then forest DNS says that all domain controllers within the forest will be updated when the changes are made to the DNS. If you don't have a DNS server, then what will the you replicate to? Well, what is that is where we need to be. We need to implement at least two domain controllers with DNS installed on the domain controller. And by installing a DNS on the domain controller, you are Active Directory integrating the DNS. And this means that when a replication takes place, the DNS is also updated. If the DNS is available, then Active Directory is happy. So if you lose the one DNS, you're not dead in the water. So hopefully you can see the importance of having two or more DNS servers and also having them Active Directory integrated. And so what we're doing is we're making it so that DNS is fault tolerant. So what do you do next? Go create domain controllers with DNS and be fruitful and multiply them. Don't be stingy. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the Google box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It has been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world.